The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening, I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. An addendum to the Mills Memorial Hospital rebuild will see a Tier 3 neonatal intensive care unit. Announced following their fourth annual Kitsamkalam Walk for Health on June 3rd, the Dr. R.E.M. Lee Hospital Foundation is now working towards a $14.5 million fundraising goal for the addition. Global Philanthropic Campaign Director Jeff Sadowski says that while the funding isn't secured yet, the plans are on the go.
It's in process. They are working with the understanding and the objective that the foundation will meet fundraising goal. And obviously, we have the benefit of the fact that the Tier 3 special care nursery is planned for higher floor. There have been lots of decisions being made along the way to say, do we think that we can do this? Because now's the time we need to make a decision about adding this or planning to prepare for this equipment and such. And so we are working with the optimistic objective that we will meet our target.
Sadowski explained what's included in that budget and the rough timeline the foundation is hoping for.
That 14.5 is the additional cost for the added construction of the special spaces and the unique equipping of those facilities, including, you know, additional giraffe omnibed incubators, the kind of ventilators that are required, and other specialized equipment with having infants that are as young or as tiny as 32, 34 weeks. One never knows exactly, but I'm hopeful that we'll be able to announce having met our target sometime probably in early 2024 is the objective. We're just going to, you know, keep pushing and pushing, then hopefully with an opportunity to have a real celebration. The hospital is fully opened and we can actually really gather as a community probably in early 2025.
With that, Sadowski talked about the difference between the level of care currently offered and what would be offered in the new unit.
So currently, Mills is equipped and prepared to deal with pregnancies that are at 37 weeks of gestation and longer. And with a Tier 3 neonatal ICU, they can serve women at 34 weeks of gestation and higher in regular cases, and they can go as low as 32 weeks in emergency situations, all facilitated by some of the new technology and capacity that the hospital rebuild will have with regard to 24-hour lab service and the pediatricians that will be available and the introduction of respiratory therapists. So those are all the things that actually allow for Mills or the replacement project to be able to serve more women and families.
As part of the NICU, a space for families who are facing longer hospital stays will feature kitchenettes and laundry facilities, which Sadowski says is a significant part of the plans.
How long that stay in the hospital may be, that's where there's importance in having a kitchenette so that they could go and maybe prepare a meal and not necessarily spend all of their time having to sit in their room and have an opportunity perhaps over the table to connect with parents that are there with another infant in the space. And so again, with that same kind of potential for an extended stay, the importance of having the resources to be able to do laundry or whatever just helps them be able to remain an active part of their patient care team for whatever is required and what they may be able to do.
Titled Closer to Home, the campaign has already seen a $2 million donation from Newcrest Mining Limited through their sustainability fund, which the foundation says is also their biggest single contribution to date. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.